as I heard Steve and Amanda share two things that just kept coming to my mind, and what I kept hearing was being looking for God's call in your life and then trusting Him. And I'm blessed to have friends of Steve and Amanda heard that they were going to be here from college. They came in, but one of them was one of my students when I worked in youth ministry. So, and Christy and I are very similar that we can both, like Amanda can cry at the drop of a hat. So Christy, I won't point you out, but she'll be the one crying back in the corner there. But no. You know, it's when you're investing, if God calls you, there are times it is scary. And you know, we've been talking in this series that we started last week about what it means to really have Christ invite you to join Him in mission. And one of the things I've realized is that whether you're called, I mean, the thing that the leadership has to discern, what Steve and Amanda have to discern this weekend is what is God's specific call for them? What is God's specific call for us as a church family? You can do all the research, you can do all the interviews, you can do everything else, but we need to hear from God. And that's why we've asked you to be praying. But, you know, through this process, it made me think back to my own call. I know God has called me to ministry, but I also know that wherever I've been in ministry, God called me to that specific location. When God called me to McKeesport, had you told me I was going to be there for 15 years, sorry, Christy, I would have said, you're crazy. I'm not going to be in McKeesport for 15 years. But God had a plan. He knew where I was supposed to be each step of that way. And we're praying for that, for Steve and Amanda and for us as a church. But I think it's important to understand that for those in full-time ministry, there is a special call that God puts on a person's heart and their life. And as a church, we recognize that, and we bless them and we send them out. But the reality is every one of us have been invited to know Christ and to make Christ known. And those are two callings for every believer. Every one of you, if you're at that point in your life and you don't know where that foundation is, it is critical for you to understand not only who Jesus is as the Son of God, but that He died for you, and He has made the way for you to have the most firm foundation you can ever have, and putting your trust fully in Jesus Christ is not just your Savior, but is your Lord. He wants to come into your life. He wants to lead you and direct you. But Jesus doesn't just give us that calling to come and to know Him. He says, come, follow me. He also told the disciples, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And that's that second calling. That second calling is where we not only come to Christ and we enter into relationship with Him, but that we then understand that we are sent. And so I promised an abbreviated version. I'm just going to have you skip a few slides ahead. You can skip, keep moving on the slides. Last week, we looked at the issue of compassion. Jesus, when He went out, these verses that we're looking at last week and this week, in John 3:36, Jesus says in verse 36, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus looked at them and said, there are people out there that don't have that solid foundation, and they're hurting, they're struggling, they're looking for some foundation in their life, and Jesus had compassion for them. And our focus last week was, if we're going to join with Christ in His mission, is that we have to understand that He invites us to share in that compassion. We have to have a compassion for those that don't have that firm foundation, a compassion for those that are sheep, that are harassed without a shepherd, that need direction but also need hope and a foundation for their life. And so everything we talk about in joining Christ in His mission starts with our heart. God having our heart, not only in relationship with Him, but God having our heart and having a heart of compassion for those that God is calling us to reach. It's where it starts. But what happens, though, beyond that, and we go to the next slide, is that then Jesus sends us out. The apostles, the word for apostle actually meant the sent ones. And we see in the verses following here, if you keep reading in chapter 10, Jesus sends out the apostles. He sends out the 12. In Luke, we see that He didn't just send out the 12, He sent out the 72, the disciples. And we understand that Jesus sends each one of us out. In John 20:21, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. Every one of us has been sent by God to go and to represent Christ. And we have to be willing to say, whether we're in plumbing supply store, or whether we're doing construction, wherever it is that we are, Wherever we go, God has called us to represent him. Christ has called us to go as his representative. The idea of being sent is that we're sent for that specific purpose, to go and to represent him. Today, I just want to ask you, and I'm kind of jumping ahead here. I want to ask you, have you embraced that calling? Too often in the church, we create that dichotomy between those that are called to full-time ministry. I mean, if that's what God calls us to, that's what we have to be faithful and respond in that. And you've heard me share before, I fought my calling for many years. But God, whatever God calls us to vocationally, God has called every one of us and invited every one of us to enter into personal relationship with Christ, to come and to know me. Come, follow me, is what Jesus said to his disciples. And that's an invitation for relationship and walking in intimacy with Christ and grow deep with him. But it's always for the purpose for you to be a blessing to others. And so wherever God has you, vocation-wise, in your home, in your place of work, in this community, God wants to use you. He has sent you to go as his representative, to represent the hope of Christ to this world. And there are two ways we can do that. We can do that both in our words, we can do it in our actions. And that's why I had last week, the message of harvest was the issue of the heart. Us having a heart for the people God has called us to reach. The issue of being sent is putting feet and our hands to that mission of saying, God, if you're sending me, okay, my feet are going to go. I'm going to walk wherever it is that you want me to go. And I'm going to do the work that you've called me to do. And that sometimes is using our hands, not necessarily speaking, but using our hands to share Christ in very practical ways. You can go to the next slide. A verse that really has impacted me over the years, and the NIV translation, I like the wording of it. I know you know I've been primarily preaching from the ESV. But the Galatians 5:6 is this fascinating discussion. Paul is discussing the issue of what sign is there to really represent that someone is truly following Christ. And they were debating because there were new believers coming in. All the older believers, the first believers were Jewish. And so they were debating whether or not the new believers, the Gentile believers, needed to be circumcised because that was a sign that they were God's chosen people. And Paul basically teaches us in Galatians that it's all about a relationship with Christ and walking in the Spirit. Walking and keeping in step with the Spirit. But in Galatians 5:6 here, there's a great phrase. And sometimes you might lose it for the first part of it and miss the latter part. But the first part says, for Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. But listen to this phrase. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. We have been called to go as a witness. We've been called, we have been sent by Christ to go. Wherever we are to go and represent him. And I want to ask you, are you doing that in your testimony? In how you live your life? Are you doing it with your words? Can you speak of what Christ has done in your life? As the man who was blind that was healed and then brought before the Pharisees and they were questioning, trying to trap Jesus. And the man put an end of the debate and said, I don't know if Jesus is a sinner or whatever you're accusing him of. All I know is I was once blind, but now I see. We have to ask ourselves, has Jesus done something in our life that we can give testimony and share that with others? It's so critical that we're willing to share in our words, but our life, our lifestyle, and how we live our lives have to speak to that as well. But then we have to be willing to let all of our actions, the only thing that counts is our faith expressing itself or working out itself in love. We're going to watch a video clip. We intentionally moved communion to next week because we knew things would go a little long today. Some of you know the song Matthew Ward, Just Do Something, I think that's the name of it, or called Do Something. He has a video that we're going to watch, and if this is not your style of music, bear with it, just listen to the words. But I think it's a challenge for everyone, because the beginning of the song, I appreciate the fact he's talking about the struggle of seeing all the poverty, seeing all the troubles in the world, and asking God, why don't you do something about this? And there's a great line in the song where he says, I did. I created you. That, I believe, is the heart of what it means to be sent. That we represent Christ. And the work that needs to be done in this world, you and me, are the ones that are to be God's hands and feet doing that work. And so I want to watch, we're going to watch this clip, and then the worship team is going to come and lead us in a song. But my prayer is for all of us today that we not only seek God's will for this very specific call for Steve and Amanda Chapel and us as a leadership team, knowing where they are to be in ministry and whether they're to be here, but every one of us, we need to wrestle with wherever God has us, are we being faithful to the call to know Christ and being faithful to the call to make Christ known? And embrace the fact that Christ looks at you, he looks at me and says, go, I send you. Let's watch that clip.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble now. I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did.
Just join me. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that those words would penetrate our own hearts. Lord, this is today we not only come praying for to know the specific call of God, Lord, on Stephen Amanda's life, and Lord, us as a church knowing if this is your plan for us as a church family as well. But Lord, help us all to remember that you've given us a specific call and invitation to come and to know you. Lord, not just to take a step in to have some future hope, but to walk and to enter into a personal relationship with you. And I just pray that today that each one of us would have responded to that call, to know that confidence, Lord, that we have that firm foundation. But Lord, help us also to embrace that call, that you, Jesus, you look at each one of us just like you did the apostles, just like you did the 72. You look at us and say, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And Lord, we go out in the way we live our lives, but also in our words and our actions, our desires to be representatives of you, doing the work that you need to have done in this world, Lord, that we would do the work for you as your hands and as your feet. Lord, help us just to be responsive to you even in this moment. And Lord, if there's something way that we need to respond even here, Lord, help us take that step of obedience today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.